Welcome back, everyone, to the Swamp Season 3. Probably the penultimate episode, Jolie.
You reckon we'll do one more?
I think we got to after the grand final.
Yeah, we might have to try and track down some of the Fours boys if they win, mate.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be outed.
Well, who knows? We might still be at the Elsenwick Hotel.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, it was a big weekend of cricket across the grades. We'll get into that a bit later. But Jolie, do you want to introduce our special guest for tonight, mate?
I do. And it's a guest we've been trying to get on the pod for three seasons now.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. He's a well-travelled man. Been to places such as Sicily, Italy? I don't know. He's Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Every time we try to lock him down for the pod, he's gone.
Yeah.
But no, club president John Donacki on the pod today. So welcome, Knackers. Good to have you on, mate.
Thanks very much, Joel and Max. Finally great to be here.
Yeah.
It's been about 30 people before you, Knackers. That's got to hurt a little bit as club president.
Yes, I have been biding my time a little bit. But again, it's been very good listening to the guys that you've had on. I think you both do a fantastic job. Again, I thought it's great for the club and it's worked out really well.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's been trying to get him on for three seasons. Like the club president, the guy you probably want to hear from.
Yeah.
But no, we finally got you on, mate. Look, we'll get into it. Now, how you got to Elsenwick? Now, you're a long-serving Elsenwick member, so you want to give us a bit of a rundown, Knackers, of how you started, when you got here?
Yep.
And kind of how you found it. That kind of thing.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. Yeah, I came to the club 38 years ago. From more than most blokes' ages probably at the club these days.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Came from a country town called Benalla. Barry Todd, who was a legend at Elsenwick before me, was a school teacher in Benalla for a number of years. So I played cricket with him as a very, very young kid, at the age of 12 or 13.
Yep.
And then when I came to Melbourne, I moved down, and same year Dave Halligan moved down, he'd finished uni at Bendigo, and I decided to come to the Big Smoke. So the only club we were going to come to was Elsenwick. It could have been first grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, anywhere in Melbourne cricket, but
yep.
Turned up at Elstie.
Oh, very good. And so from Benalla, so what, were you for uni, you said? You moved to the Big Smoke?
I moved to the Big Smoke basically just to work.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So I was a graphic designer. Had enough of working up the country, so I decided to come to the Big Smoke for a bit of fun.
Love that. We do have a little bit of a guest here, well, a viewer of the pod. So Chiz was just standing there watching you, Knackers. Obviously, Chiz has been around for a while as well. Well, who are some of the blokes that you've sort of been playing with along the way that are still around now?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that actually driving here tonight. The only guy that was actually at the club when I turned up playing was Mocker.
Are you kidding, really?
Yeah, so Mocker's now played 450 games nearly and is 65, so it does make me feel old.
And he's still bowling the same outswinger. The same outswinger he bowled 30 years ago.
Exactly. There's just one little variation. It's got slightly slower, we could all say. So, yeah, so, yep. But, again, I suppose the club's become second home to me. Over the years, made some fantastic friends. I know, gee, when Smithy and I had our 40th birthdays coming up nearly 20 years ago, I think there was about 150 there, I think, at about, apart from family, probably about another 15 people that weren't cricket people, and that was it. So, yeah, so formed some really, really long-standing relationships with guys like Chiz, Brian, Dave Halligan, who've been around the club still, you know, people like that. So it's been fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, like you said, the friendships that I know I've made here as well, like for you, 38 years, I'm sure you've met a heap of people and become great friends with. Let's go to your playing career, though. Now, I've heard some stories about your scoring zone being point, according to Brian Hammer. But no, obviously you've had a long career here. Any memories that kind of stick out about games you've played, individual performances, team performances, finals?
Again, it's been a great, enjoyable career. Played 15 years in the first, which was fantastic when I first came down. Did a little bit opposite to the guy who came down with Dave Halligan. He started in the seconds and went straight to the first. I started in the fourth and ended up in the first by just after Christmas, which was good. So, yeah.
Impressive.
So, again, wasn't known for my technique, I could say, and still not known for my technique, but there was one difference was I managed to make runs, which was really good. So, but again, yeah, it's been really enjoyable. Played in the first, I said, for 15 years, got five centuries in the first. 11 in the seconds, couple in the thirds, and I'm still to make one in the fourth. So hopefully, hopefully the weekend might be the day. So,
let's hope.
Yeah.
Any flags, mate?
I got a flag. I got one flag in the thirds back probably about 15 years ago, which was, again, I suppose, a grand final that we were never going to lose. It was just it just happened that we had people coming from all directions into a third side.
Yeah.
I'd had cancer earlier in the year on the lip, so I came in. I'd been in the first. Bogsy, Nick Winter, 2 years ago, had taken 40 wickets in the first, and he was coming back just to play a few games from injury. We had McAharvey's father, Darren,
yeah.
His brother, Chad. Again, it was a side that was never going to get beaten.
Yeah.
And we didn't. And then, obviously, 2008 played in the second final.
Yep.
And it's what's been fantastic this year is in that second final, there's a lot of young guys that played that gave up cricket, and one was Declan Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
Who's now captaining me in the force, which is a big turnaround. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the ebbs and flows, hey?
Exactly.
It all comes around in circle. And so long time between flags. So this week, and we'll get into it a bit later, looking to add to the flag collection, I'm sure, with the Mighty Fours.
Very much looking forward to it. Again, it's been probably one of the most enjoyable years of cricket I've had. To have Declan, Josh and their mates come back and play in the fours has been, I suppose, a bit invigorating for us older guys like Brian and I and Chiz.
Yep, hammer time.
And again, again, to be honest, it's been fantastic to sit around and have a beer after the game rather than a soft drink with the boys.
Yeah. You know,
There's a bit of that in the threes, actually. There's a few more softies than beers.
Oh,
but, yeah, obviously, Naka's 38 years. You would have played with a few decent players in your time. Are there any that stand out that sort of gone on to bigger and better things or...
Yeah, well, the guys that I've probably played with predominantly have been coming back from Premier Cricket. Probably the best ones I've played with would be Rob Gartrell,
yeah.
Who was came from St Kilda, played cricket in WA, at one stage had the fastest one-day 100 in Australia. Again, he was probably one of the hardest hitters of the balls. And then the likes of Brad O'Shea and probably Dean Edmonds was one who was just a great cricketer, an all-round cricketer. And what I enjoyed about those three guys was that once they got going, they could get going quicker.
Mm.
A lot of blokes will bat at one pace, but again, had a lot of enjoyment batting with those guys. Again, I better mention Cat as well because we had a couple of very, very good partnerships, although the difference was Cat was one pace and I was the other pace.
Was Cat a batsman?
Cat was a batsman, yeah. Right. Cat played Premier Cricket at Hawthorn East Melbourne.
Should know that.
Before he came to us.
Yeah.
Was he in the team of the decade or something I saw up in the
rooms? In the team of the century.
Team of the century.
Team of the century.
Mate, young John Watkin. I saw a photo of him. Didn't recognise anyone else. young Johnny Watkin in the team of the century.
The Cat.
Marvellous achievement.
Probably listen to him a bit more when he's giving me throwdowns then.
Yes, a man with a lot of cricket knowledge.
Yeah.
And what about people you've played against, Knackers? Any stand out there?
Probably no real... Played against some big names, like played against Ravi Rakanaika and blokes like that, and Gary Gilmore, the ex-test captain. Missed playing against Damien Fleming, unfortunately. Probably the one that I was quite happy to play against and survive was probably a guy named Darren Walker from... he played at Moorabbin and played at Brighton. He was probably the most dangerous bowler.
Really?
He was about 5'2" and just quick, left arm quick. And all he wanted to do was fill you in. Exactly.
Toes or nose.
Yeah, exactly. But again, played against a lot of very good Premier cricketers over the time and guys that had come from overseas. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. And, mate, this year, now this has been obviously a very successful year for the club with all four teams in finals. Again, we'll get into the results a little bit later, but how have you found the year as the president? And also the fours. So you've touched on the fours, but how have you found your experience in the fours this year compared to others as president? How have you seen the club go this year and things such as that?
Yeah, again, I think the club this year has been a fantastic environment right from the first training session. We've got a fantastic coaching panel in Kat, Quinny, Dave Williams, and then the guys like LJ, Das stepping up with Zach as well, and Cam. It's been a really good year. Again, we're very lucky to have the Poms over, unfortunately. Couple short at the end of the year, but to get Finn, Cam and Dave for basically next to nothing, and to get three good blokes but also three competitive cricketers was fantastic.
Yep.
Obviously Ollie and Tom to slot straight into the first was great as well. Again, been a really good year. Obviously, I suppose you can look back and say the last couple of weeks have been very disappointing with the injuries, and that's obviously put a lot of pressure on all four sides.
Yep.
Again, probably the one that probably has survived a little bit is the fours, because we've got three or four players that are probably playing below the grade that they could play.
Yeah.
But again, as I said before, the fours this year for me has been a fantastic year. You've got guys of the quality of Declan and Josh. Tim Sullivan's come into the side, a great bowler, great batsman, and they just know how to play. And the good thing is too, from our point of view, is they got the will to win and they want to win, which is what I enjoy. Again, no matter how old I get, I'll always be competitive.
Yeah. And now, so the results, yeah. We're going to get to the results on the run sheet, I think it says here, Max.
Yeah, we'll run through the results from the weekend. Obviously, all four teams played Ormond, which was a bit strange. Knackers, not sure if you've ever seen that before, but...
I've never seen that, not in a final, and probably will never again, I'd
say. Yeah. Of course it has to be Ormond as well, our best friends over there. So I'll do the ones. So the ones obviously finished second in the end, so they had the chance for the second chance if Brighton lost, which unfortunately didn't work out. And Ormond are a good team. They've got some really good young players that I actually used to play against back in juniors, and they did pretty well, Ormond. So they batted first and made 255. Their opener made 100. Cal Sineth got 4-for and Das got 3-for. And the ones, a few debuts in there as well, so availability definitely... hurt the club a little bit, I guess you could say, across the four grades. But it was a great season from the ones, you know, to finish second with, you know, LJ out in the grand final or in the finals, and, you know, Bertsy not being able to be there. So it was a pretty good effort whilst being, you know, obviously disappointing. Not sure if you ever comment on the one season, Knackers.
I've been really impressed with the ones. As I've said, it was a disappointing end, but I've made a few comments to a few guys probably in the last 4 or 5 weeks that probably it's, if you put the best batting lineup in there, it's probably the best I've nearly seen at Elsternwick in the first. Yeah. I think it was the most complete batting lineup all the way down.
Yeah.
And again, just unfortunately disappointment with what happened at the end of the season with injuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we'll go to the twos. Look, frank assessment of the Ormond game for the twos, we were outplayed, to be completely honest. We were batting on a very good wicket. Got rolled for 164, which was pretty disappointing, to be honest. Like, a lot of people got starts, but just didn't go on with it. And then Ormond came out in the 39-degree heat and they put us to the sword. I mean, they had two guys who batted very well, and, you know, they knuckled down early, they got themselves in, and then they just cashed in later in the day. Look, it was just a dirty day for us, I think. We'll put it behind us for this week. We've got a few players coming back. But yeah, just disappointing for that loss. But we got the second chance, obviously, because we came first. So, you know, not over for us. And we got a big game out of Bournemouth.
Yeah, win you during the grand final, and then anything can happen.
That's right. I mean, the finals cricket, mate. Like, you know, these teams. Like, you come first, and you see teams like in the ones. You know, Brighton losing to Mount Waverley, and second, unfortunately, misses out. Like, Oakley and the twos missed out.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just finals cricket, and anything can happen. You know, regular season means nothing.
No, one good performance can change the whole game.
That's right.
Threes. We had a semi final against Ormond. Yeah, it was a bit of a tough day, actually, on the Sunday. It hurt quite a bit, to be honest with you. When we batted, we were in a lot of trouble early, so we were 5-for-35. So, you know, we could have easily put our heads down there and just folded, but we are...
Then cometh the man, cometh the hour, I've heard.
Yeah.
One them never caught.
Had a swing at a few when they came off. I wasn't going to go out there and block it, that's for sure. But we did well in the end. Ped, really good. It was probably the best I've ever seen Ped bat. Completely opposite to what he normally does.
Yeah.
He ended up 50-not out of 143, and we got to a pretty decent total of 219. So we were pretty confident in that going to the next day, but... I suppose it was just, it was pretty even across the whole day when we were bowling, to be honest. We'd probably take a wicket every 20 or 30 runs, and you couldn't really pick who was going to win. We did have them 8-for-159, so they needed 60 to win with 2 wickets, so you probably would have liked our chances there. But unfortunately, their number 8 got away, made 46 not out. Shout out to Shawnee Kingston, who was genuinely almost dead at the end of the day. He was, I think he bowled 20 overs. I don't think he's bowled more than, 10 overs in the last 3 years.
Yeah, like, 39-degree heat. Yeah, there you go, Sean.
It was seriously good bowling. It was real stiff for us. But we had a good year. It was a bit difficult with availability at the end again, but... a pretty good season overall for the threes, and come back next year and win it again.
And we might get our guest to do the fours. So you want to give him a brief rundown, Knackers, of how the fours went on the weekend?
Yeah, brief rundown. Yes, we won the toss and bowled, I believe.
Yeah.
again, playing Ormond, obviously. Again, Tim Fonda picked up 2 early wickets just before I arrived.
Fashionably late, Knackers.
I was fashionably late. Unfortunately, the plane was slightly delayed from overseas, just for something different.
Oh, he's in Sicily, mate. He's fucking up the race.
Yeah. But this time, not quite so far away, Joel. But we bowled consistently well all day. Never let them really get a get a look in and knocked them off for 86. And again, it was a great all-round performance. Josh bowled really well. Tim Sullivan, Mocker, Sanuka, everybody pitched in and everybody bowled. And it was a great effort. So they were all out for 86. We had about 40 overs to bat and ended up at the end of at stumps at 5 for 109. Brian was the main man with 47.
Yep.
Again,
as he has been
again.
El Niño cricketer.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Hot weather, he thrives.
He does, and he's just hope it's hot this Saturday. That's all we're going to hope for. So, and then we'd won overnight. Declan tried to convince their captain to concede defeat, but let's just say he comes from a different planet. So we turned up on Sunday, and every 10 overs we'd ask the question, and it wasn't until about 4 o'clock when they were we'd all out for 200, and it happened to be that one of their fathers had to ring their president, and one of our guys had to text their president to instruct their captain to finish the game. No, so so it was probably a very disappointing way to finish, but again, all it did was stop us having a few beers too early.
Yeah. Got to get your money's worth, don't you?
Exactly, you do, Joe. Exactly, boys, you do.
I love that. So yeah, that was a comprehensive win in the end.
Yep.
Just before we preview this weekend's matches, we've got the team of the week here, Knackers. Do you want to read that out? I'll have to swap microphones with you, if that's all right.
Yep, will do. Happy to read out the team of the week. Team of the week is Finn Usher with 50, Brian Hammer with 47, Das with a well-made 64 and 3 for 33. One of the hosts, Max Nethercott, with 65.
Oh, gee, a few words to the ill whisperer there.
Cam Christensen, 34. Zach Pedersen with a well-made 50 not out. Sam Groves, 36. Sean Kingston with a very quick fire, 33 and a great 3 for 37. Kelson Eth with 4 for 75. Uvi with 3 for 33. And Sonny Joshi, 3 for 25.
Yeah, pretty good individual performances,
so,
to be honest.
It's not a bad little card there.
Definitely.
The underline of Cam Christensen.
Yeah, it was the whisper was running a bit light on options for the batting. So
right, so it was an asterisk.
there was plenty of blokes that could have got in for Cam's spot. So well done, Cam. You've made it, mate.
Oh, you've always got to put the director of cricket in,
exactly.
Don't
you, mate? Yeah. I tell you what, he's filthy when the ill whisper doesn't pick him as well.
Is he?
I got 5 dismissals on the weekend.
Oh boy. Yeah, well, he'll take the gloves. Even though he didn't keep on the weekend, he'll take them anyway. but yeah, let's talk about this weekend. Jolly, because we'll start with the twos, mate. You got the armband this week?
I think I do have the armband.
Yep.
Unless Berkey plans on telling me I don't in the next 10 minutes.
Berkey's out, so.
Berkey's unavailable this week. No, so the boys are out at Baldwin. During the season, we lost by about 30, 40 runs to Baldwin. Looking back, we probably didn't play our best. Baldwin, a very competitive side, and they've got momentum. They've had a few good wins. They thumped Port Melbourne last week, and they had almost an outright against Donvale. So, look, it'll be a tough game at their home patch. Look, we've got a few guys coming back. I think Bates is back for us, which is huge at the top of the order. Groves, he's been killing it all year. Guys like, I think, maybe Kingston might be around too.
Yeah. Is he recovered?
I believe so. I believe he's recovered.
Yeah.
But, no, look, it's going to be a very competitive game. We've just got to put our best foot forward and, you know, bat our 80, bowl tight lines and hope we get the job done out at Baldwin. But I think there'll be some supporters there for I've spoken to. A few of the ones boys are coming out to look.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see Nethercott out there at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But no, yeah, very exciting times. We didn't get sent to the grand final, lost we're out. So do or die for us this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time captaining a final, Jolly?
Yeah.
Got to be some nerves there, mate.
Yeah. Oh, you'd love to make the big dance, wouldn't you? I mean, that's what you play cricket for, to win a flag.
Mm-hmm. What's the other semi-final? Do you know?
The other semi-final is Caulfield and Ormond.
Okay.
Out of Ormond. Mm-hmm. Again, it'll be a very competitive game. Caulfield, a classy club. They're always right up there. And Ormond, you know, 4 teams in the finals as well. Moving from strength to strength. But, yeah, so we'll either be playing, if we win, Caulfield or Ormond.
Do you know if that will be at home or will it be away? How does that work?
That'll be away.
Away? Because we lost. Yeah.
Apparently there's a universe where if Ormond somehow win and they get a home ones final that we'll be playing at Austin Park.
Yeah,
that'd be correct.
But no, I think
it's not too far to drive, is it?
You know, the grand final will be away. presuming we get through. Yeah. So, I mean, Caulfield Park and Ormond, not bad grounds, so can't complain.
Yeah, beautiful. And yeah. Fours Knackers, you've got Malvern,
yep.
isn't it?
Fours Malvern at home, which looking very forward to playing on the HTO. Again, Malvern side, we were washed out the first game against them. Only got 50 overs in, I think, for that weekend. Played them two games ago. And we had probably the best game we could have, where we made 2 for 100 and rolled them for 48. But that certainly is not a sign of what's to come on the weekend. Last weekend they made 300+ with a guy making 198.
Oh, I saw that.
195. Yeah. So yeah. So and again, they're a bit like us. They've got a number of experienced players as well. So it'll be game on, that's for certain. But one, I think probably with our quality of our players, that if we play to our ability, we should win.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it's an undefeated season for the Forts.
It is undefeated season so far, so it'd be lovely to go all the way through.
Yeah, nice. And that's out here at HTO, so yeah, definitely get down if you're around.
Yeah.
And if you can get to Bourne as well for a day, that'd be good to support the tours as well.
Maybe a plug, the Prezzo Night will be... Do we have a date for that yet, Knackers?
Prezzo Night is going to be April the 19th, I believe. Friday, okay. April the 19th, venue to be confirmed.
Yep.
Probably looking at Caulfield RSL.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Oh,
very change from the deck.
The deck. Yes, the deck at Brighton. Yeah.
moving away from the deck. So, yeah.
Hope they don't listen. I don't think they will.
What do you reckon? How good, Max? We're pretty much on time. I mean, I'll start because I've got one front of mine, though, on you stealing it.
Yeah.
look, obviously, the weekend. Now, we had the ones and the threes playing on Elsenwick Park and HTO, and the supporters. I thought the supporters was absolutely magnificent. I saw the ones from both sides run over to watch the threes with one wicket to go. Would have been close to 40 people, I'd say, up on the hill.
It was the most people I've seen up there playing myself. So
yes. I mean, we were giving you a bit of niggle on the sideline, you know, Max, and the crowd wanted Chiz to bowl. I know that for a fact.
Chiz wanted Chiz to bowl.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, yes.
But no, in terms of my how good, like, it's always great to see that level of support from every grade at the club too, from ones through fives cheering on the threes. So, unreal.
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah. My how good was going to be that, but I'll make it a bit self-centered this week. Actually, direct hit run out from myself. I can't actually throw very well at all, so I was pretty shocked. I actually fumbled it, re-picked it up, and just threw it, and it's hit the stumps. And yeah, it's gotten the big fella out who wasn't moving too quick, but that doesn't matter. Well, I was pretty happy. I didn't think I'd ever get a direct hit run out of my career.
And you're in company with Venkat.
Yeah,
so Venkat had another direct hit, and the celebration was unreal. He did the same one at Port Melbourne earlier in the year. Venkat was, you couldn't see him on the frog box because he was in someone's front yard.
Often gone. Often
he was off.
Beautiful to hear. Good to hear.
The two probably the most unlikely direct hit run outs across the twos and threes, but
exactly.
We'll go with that.
Oh, and Knackers, mate, how good from yourself? Could be from this round, could be from the year.
I think the year's been for the club as a whole.
Yeah.
Again, all the way through from the hardworking committee through to Longie, Brian, Smithy, John Christensen, Mocker, Ray Street, all the committee guys that have put in such a huge effort this year. Again, through to the coaching panel for the year, again, and then through to all the players. We all play cricket to win, but we also play cricket to enjoy ourselves. And again, I think it's been one of the most enjoyable seasons in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. Well, Knackers, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure finally getting you on after 3 long years. look, very exciting weekend for the club this week. If you are around the twos and the fours, get down, show your support.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll be coming down to celebrate with a few beers with the fours.
Very much appreciated.
But no, thank you very much for coming on, Knackers. It's been an absolute pleasure, mate.
No, great. Thanks very much, Joel and Max, for having me. You're doing a fantastic job. Cheers, boys.
Thank you, mate.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.